welcome to another edition of the Malware Report. I'm here today with Cameron Camp of ESET. Welcome, Cameron.
Good to be here, Brian.
So, Cameron, one of our favorite subjects is Facebook and security and privacy and all the dangers that lurk within. Timeline is now officially up and running for most folks. It's there. It's got your entire history, and it does pose some problems. Do you want to talk about one of the major issues that folks face?
Well, so Brian, there's a few issues, and I think the first thing is understanding how you're sharing your data with which audience, and specifically who has visibility to different subjects on your timeline, and do you really understand who has that visibility? You assume that your close friends have, but what happens if their friends of friends are able to gain that access, and potential employers may be looking at things you'd rather keep as a private conversation. So certainly the audience is very important on the timeline, defining that and managing it, certainly.
And one of the things that Timeline's been criticized of is also what you're posting and when you posted it. Because, obviously some folks who may be young or different stages of their life may have posted something years ago that is all of a sudden there and may not be something that they want to share anymore, or at least have in their timeline.
You know, Brian, if I was to take a camera and I was to follow you around your house, initially, if I knew where you are right now, that's one piece of information. But if I was to be able to follow you around for the last 5 years, what level of information do I have about you? It is kind of mind-boggling. And so what Timeline does is sets that since, whenever you started your profile, and gives people a blow-by-blow of all your activity, who you interact with, what events you attended, what you've liked, what you've become a fan of Facebook, and it provides a very convincing dossier of you over time. And I think people need to realize that's the reality of what they're being transitioned into.
You know, there's some talk in the past about folks who look at the obituaries and they're able to see who's going to funerals, and then they go and they rob their house while people are at a funeral. I mean, something very similar can happen here because your life and your check-in and everything is right there and often where you live. Do you think that that's a potential threat? I don't want to be alarmist, but it seems like a very real path.
You know, I use the example of, people get Facebooked these days. There's that term. And I was in Vegas. I was at a restaurant that had different sections of it. And, some buddies of mine took a picture of me there, and I didn't think a thing of it. I didn't think it was going on Facebook. And then later they went out and did a bunch of kind of racy stuff. And if you look at the picture sequences on there, it looks like we all ate dinner at a nice restaurant and then went out, to where there's gals with blue hair dancing on tables. That's not what happened, but that's the perception. I feel that the perception is what you're dealing with on Facebook profiles. A friend of yours takes a picture, he chuckles about it, puts it up there. It gets tagged on your timeline, and suddenly it appears you were at something that you really don't get a chance to explain your side of the story on. People make judgments on it, and I think it's quite unfortunate.
Well, the good news is that you can actually make some changes here to Facebook and Timeline, both on who you share information with and what you're sharing. There is a blog on this, actually a two-part blog that Cameron wrote that has all the details on how to do that. So we'd like to encourage you to go to blog.eset.com, look in the September roll, and you'll see it right there. And you can avoid having your photo being shared with blue-haired dancers in Vegas like Cameron had. Cameron, thanks for joining us.
Good to be here.
We'll talk to you next week on the Malware Report.